there's no favorite, because everyone is was a run in its own. Maybe the most shocking one would probably be the one I won the year that I won my third year. That would probably be the most surprising.
Why?
Because I didn't think I was going to do it. Because it just came as such a shock, surprise. Because I was number four starting that day. And that was second day of running or 3 days of running. I can't remember. Anyway, I was number four and I had no idea whatsoever. All I wanted is make sure Whitey, I had Andrew's leader, Whitey, which did not like to obey me. He was strictly Andrew's dog. And he'll run for me, he won't get into mischief, but he wouldn't give me his heart. So I was just going along, coming down the hill at the KFAR up there on Farmer Sloop Road, and just after I hit into the brushes, here's the dog team ahead of me, you know, having a tangle. I was shocked, so went around it, then I looked up, and here's two more teams ahead of me having the same problem. So Whitey right there, you know, okay, his trained instinct. He just went right around this first dog team, and their dogs were anxious to go, and they were, you know, well, just all wanting to go, but he wanted to show off then. That's the only time I could say that dog knew what he was doing. He went right around that one, and the next two, he went right around. And Libby Westcott was the third team I passed. She said, come on, Effie, pull out your whip. You never pull out your whip or anything in the races, because that's courtesy to the others. And she said, come on, go. And I was, like, shocked. I still don't realize what was going on. And so I just kept pushing, and she was behind me all the way through. She said, go ahead, use your whip. I don't use a whip when I'm driving. I use the rattler, noisemaker, or a chain in my hand, like a piece of broken chain, and you just hold it in your hand, like, and you make noise with it. But the best thing I liked was I always carried a little sticks in my hand, and in my chain bag. And like I take a little stick, little bit like that, and then I'd hit it on the side of the sled and just like make rhythm. And I seem to find that more comforting, and I don't have to use my voice or something, and then I sing, or, you know. So I just, come on, let's go. And I just came in, and like I say, Whitey really, I take my hat off to him that day, because the starting of the race, he was just doing his own thing. He'd look around and just run along, and I coaxed him and talked to him, and he was not giving me anything except staying ahead. Mm-hmm. So I think that was the most surprised race.
How many dogs did you have in the
season? Probably, I don't take over 7 or 8 if I can. Mm-hmm. I'd avoid 9. 9 is a good number, like 2 or 3 day race, because you could always drop one. But I'm more comfortable with 8.
Mm-hmm. So did you generally have a single leader or a double leader?
Mostly a single leader if I can, but double leaders is really good too.
Mm-hmm.
They always feel like they give each other confidence,
mm-hmm.
especially if passing a team or something. If one is a little shy or something, the other one is, you know, just going.
Mm-hmm.
But then when the most situation I got into, a single lead seemed to be what I had at the time when I did get into where I was a little, you know, what am I going to do,
mm-hmm.
feeling. So you have a good leader. A single leader is good, but I always feel like a double leader. Give each other a loving pat along the way.
Mm-hmm. Did Andrew pretty much train the dogs, or did you share training with the dogs?
Before, he used to do all of the driving. But then when we got to Fairbanks, there's a lot of times while he's working, I used to take the dogs out up the Chena River.
Mm-hmm. Did you do anything special for training? Did you hit specific problem areas?
The puppies, that was my, I used to, you know, play around with the puppies quite a bit. But the main part of training which I did was just hardening them up.
Mm-hmm.
Give them the running time, the mileage. And then when it comes to training, then he wasn't working by like March and stuff, so he used to take over. That's in Fairbanks, you know.
Did you break the puppy?
Well, with puppies, we always played with them and, you know, put them in harness and play around with them. So by the time they know what it's about, they know the feel of the harness. Mm-hmm. Now, going up the hill, you know.
Talking about Whitey?
Yeah. Okay, this is off, isn't it?
No, it's on now.
Oh, right now? Well, you want me to talk about Whitey some more?
Sure.
Well, the part that sort of made me feel, oh my God, can't you do any better than that, was we used to haul the dogs to the starting line with truck. And now who in the heck, who'd think anything of it? Here I was going up towards the college and you got up to the, up on the hill there. Anyway, you know what I mean, that Yankovic crossing, anyway. And he was just running along and not paying any attention. And then he was looking around at all these cars parked along the way, and he spotted Andrew in the truck way up there on the hill. So he says, well, I don't have to run. So he was just trotting along until we made that loop way down, and we come back, and we were passing right where Andrew's truck was. Of course, you know, that shouldn't have been there. And then after we passed there, he decided, well, I might as well get home. And then he took off. But we learned then, for whatever truck Andrew, you know, delivered the dogs to the starting chute, keep away from there. Especially as long as I had Whitey. But before that, I had sort of my own leader, too, so. He had a personality that was sort of comical, but he knew what he was doing. We didn't have him too long because we bought him from a guy in Stephen Village. And he sent him over an airplane and said, well, you know, this white dog is the leader. So when we got him, Andrew wasn't sure which one was which. So he just put old Whitey in the lead, and we lived in Grail, so he took up. There was no Hamilton Acres, so we used to drive dogs up that way. And he put old Whitey in the lead, and he was an ugly old humpback thing, but he was the biggest and looked like he was strong. And he went all right, and he worked beautiful with Andrew after that, but right off the bat, he was sort of hesitant and wasn't like sure what he was doing. But we didn't know till way afterwards that we had the wrong dog in the lead. But he never did get out of the leader after that. He stayed there till we got rid of all our dogs. And he always had the lead since then. But it was so funny because he wasn't even a leader. But Andrew looked at him and he thought, he looked like he had more of the go power than the other one. Because the other white one was sort of slim and smaller. So, well, he went in the back and Whitey went ahead. No wonder when he started out, we had to pass the old schoolhouse, Doredale Schoolhouse, in that area we used to go. And he was just like acting like he wasn't sure of himself. But it's all right. He was all right.
What was the last race you ran?
The last race I ran was 1965 when I tipped over coming in the chute. After that big blizzard we had, and the snowgo went over the trail. But there's one place the snowgo had gotten off the trail and then got back on. Well, when I hit that spot where the snowgo got off, because I was coming in first, and I tipped over. And it just right after the problem I had, and I didn't have the strength in my hands to get up, so I just...
That's a pretty long racing career.
15 years. In 16 years' time, I ran 15 times. Even I did not have dogs a lot of times. I just borrowed a picket team here, picket team there, or whoever would let me have the dogs for the day, or, you know. Then I just used to run because I love it. Mm-hmm. Not to run, not to win, just to be in it, just to participate. I still have that feeling.